I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Since Tropical Storm Irene ripped through Wilmington, businesses there have worked hard to recover. As Nancy Cohen reports, by some measures, the local economy now is better than before the flood.
On August 28, 2011, Andrea Berg watched from a hillside as the floodwaters hovered over the front door of her clothing store, Pickwell's Barn. When the river receded, it left behind piles of debris.
All the clothing, all the jewelry, all the signs, pottery, wine glasses, everything was down the river.
At least two buildings had washed away. Others were filled with mud. The town felt broken. At the time, Wilmington was still recovering from the 2008 recession. But Andrea Berg didn't hesitate to reopen.
As you looked around the town, it was so devastated that you knew that if businesses didn't get up and opened, that there would be no town.
Like many other business owners, Berg got grants from the Wilmington Fund VT, the Rotary Club, and a loan from VITA, Vermont Economic Development Authority. It took her 6 months to reopen.
All right, and that's $127.79.
Berg says now her store and other local businesses are thriving.
We have 3 or 4 new restaurants in town. We have 3 or 4 shops that are doing well. It's back and stronger than ever.
One of those restaurants, Folly, was started by Kathleen and Peter Wallace. Peter Wallace, the chef, is straining butternut squash.
Tonight we have wood-fired grilled Spanish octopus with a hot pepper relish and avocado crema.
Not exactly a run-of-the-mill menu.
I have to braise the octopus for several hours in red wine, and believe it or not, wine corks, which helps tenderize the octopus.
The couple first opened a bakery cafe in 2013. Kathleen Wallace says the opening of another restaurant inspired them.
We knew that that was going to be a very positive and needed new addition to town. So we thought, well, we'll do something too.
Just this fall, they morphed the cafe into a 14-seat restaurant. Kathleen Wallace says they discovered the clientele is there, including people from a private ski resort, the Hermitage Club.
That affected our decision and our confidence, and it's bringing a lot of people from Connecticut, New York City, people who are coming to town and they want a town to go to.
The Hermitage Club has 720 members and plans to double that number, according to Meredith Moran, Director of Communications.
The initiation fee right now is $75,000. That will go up to $85,000 after February 15th. And you have annual dues of about $6,500.
The club purchased Haystack Mountain, the Deerfield Valley Airport, along with 5 inns. It has renovated about 80 hotel rooms, along with 3 restaurants. It plans to develop a total of 450 housing units. Some members of the club separately purchased several buildings in downtown Wilmington that will be renovated into retail space, restaurants, and hotel rooms. The economic activity in Wilmington is showing up in state labor data and meal tax receipts, according to economist Art Wolf of the University of Vermont.
Not only is it getting better, but by a lot of measures, it's actually better than it was before the flood.
Wolf says the spending on meals in Wilmington the last few years was as much as 4 times that of the state.
I see a very healthy economy, not just kind of bouncing back from the bad times during the flood, but actually for a few years now growing faster than the state by significant amounts and doing much better than other areas in southern Vermont. This is a real shining star.
The town is working on extending water and sewage lines, improving lighting and sidewalks to draw new businesses and customers. Federal disaster relief funds will pay for some of this, and a group, Wilmington Works, hosts festivals and activities downtown.
In some ways, the flood was a purging that was a healthy thing for the town.
That's Joe Specht. He and his wife lost an art gallery in the flood.
The sense of community that developed immediately after the flood was amazing, and it was really heart-moving to be part of that, despite the fact that all of us had great losses.
As the town continues to heal, many business owners remain optimistic and are crossing their fingers for snow. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.